Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Collin from Oregon's Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I can speak with Kyle Springer, please.
Not available.
Okay, man, that's no problem. We can actually do this survey with anyone online. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, man, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay?
I'm safe.
Okay. All right, man, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Okay, and are you 18 and older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's as a general election for president and Congress? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will
I'll absolutely vote.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm a Republican.
Okay. I remember, would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Yes.
Okay. All right, just for qualification purpose for this survey, ma'am, what is your age?
50.
50, okay. All right, ma'am, and just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask what is your race?
White.
Okay, thank you. All right, man, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that, which direction the country is headed in?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, okay. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one will be J.D. Vance.
90%. Or
90. Okay. Project 2025.
Project 2025. Don't know what it is.
Don't know what it is. Okay. Never heard. Okay. Joe Biden.
0.
MAGA Republicans.
MAGA Republicans?
Yeah. Yes. Make America Great Again Republicans.
I don't know exactly what they stand for. I'm a Republican, but I don't know what a MAGA Republican is as it is defined.
Like I said, it's an organization, it's more...
I know what it is, but but that's not a vote I take.
Okay, so no, never...
So
put
I'll
no
50.
Opinion? 50,
I'll
neutral,
50.
Right? Okay, 50. All right,
that's
about
just a
Donald
political term to incite people is what it is.
Okay. Donald Trump.
90.
Democrats in Congress.
0.
Lori Chavez de Raymer.
95.
Republicans in Congress.
80.
Okay, Kamala Harris.
0.
0. And Janelle Bynum.
0.
0. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for a Democrat or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
A Republican, all right. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, a Democrat
Donald
Kamala
Trump.
Harris, Independent
Donald
Robert
Trump.
F. Kennedy Jr., or Independent Cornel West? Donald Trump, you say, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Would that be Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez DeRemer?
Lori Chavez DeRemer.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there like a fair chance, a small chance,
Never.
A very, so not a chance,
Never.
Right? Not at all. Okay. All right. And do you approve of this? Okay. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez DeRemer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Now, I want to read you a statement by, you know, that Janelle Bynum, opponent, has made about her and Bynum's response, you know, to get your reaction. Okay, Janelle Bynum, opponent, says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see, you know, the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made, you know, made it harder for police to do their job and show that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Okay, supporters of Janelle Bynum say, you know, this attack is just an attempt by Chavez DeRemer to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she has done to Oregon's families. Chavez DeRemer supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez DeRemer has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, strip health care protections away from Oregon's or Oregonians, and cut taxes for billionaires. She'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard that information, okay, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez DeRemer?
Well, I will say some of what you said isn't information or fact. I would never vote for Janelle Bynum. I worked with
okay.
her. I'm a former legislator, and she is everything you said.
Okay. So it'd be Lori Chavez DeRemer or Janelle Bynum?
Lori Chavez DeRemer.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about, you know, one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking about Lori Chavez DeRemer. Please tell me how much each, you know, one troubles you about supporting Chavez DeRemer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all, okay? Serving in Congress shouldn't be, you know, about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez DeRemer is making headlines by, you know, taking credit for laws that deliver billions to the district. But she voted against those laws. You know, she wasn't done anything. She hasn't done anything about inflation.
This is a push poll if I have ever heard one.
But she
this
voted to cut. Nutrition
assistance. Why don't you just ask me the question?
Well, ma'am, at the end, you can say, you know, if it bothers you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all, okay? I mean, this is just some concerns, you know, some people have raised about her. Not, you know, saying
yeah, mostly
true or,
by them. Ask
okay.
me the
right,
question, I'll answer it.
Okay, and this is our statements, okay? Not questions, the statements. Just you can tell me at the end if it doesn't bother you at all or bothers you a great deal, just quite a bit, okay? She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed a border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it, you know, in this election. Would that bother you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
It's not true. So I would say not at all.
Not at all. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, Lori Chavez and Raymond Grove.
How many more questions do you have?
Well, I'm gonna read you this famous. There's only like five more.
No. How many more questions do you have, or I'm hanging up?
Like I said, when I'm done with this statement, we're pretty much done, okay?
Okay.
All right, Lori Chavez de Raymer broke her promise to us. You know, she ran as pro-choice candidate and said she supported a women's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon's law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. Would that bother you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
The statement's not true, so not at all. I feel bad
okay.
for you, Betty, because you are doing a pitch poll that you were hired to do, and I feel bad that you've got to do this.
I know, ma'am, but like I say, I got to read verbatim. You know, I cannot skip any questions or any statements. But, you know,
so
like I said,
you do your thing, and I'll answer.
Thank you, ma'am. I've done polls
myself. I'm an elected official, and this
okay.
is a terrible poll. But
that's
not
exactly,
your fault.
Yes, that's exactly what they want to hear. You know, what do you think? You know.
Okay,
Lori Chavez de Raymer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them, you know, to do their job to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnapping, terrorism, and cybercrime. She voted to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks of, you know, tough on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities. Would that make you worry a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Since it's not true, I'm not worried at all.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right. Our democracy is being threatened. No, yet Chavez de Raymer is standing with Trump and mega lies about the 2020 election being stolen and, you know, supporting politicians who refuse to say they certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez de Raymer, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote by mail system. Would that make you worry a great deal, quite a bit, some, just some, or not at all?
It's not true. This is a push poll, and it sounds like Bynum's racist.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And Chavez de Raymer is a mega extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon's families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable. And their budget proposal would raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more mega extremists. Would that make you a great deal? Worry a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not worried at all, because it's not a factual question based on facts, and it's a push poll.
Okay. All right, ma'am. The last one. Let me read you the last one. Chavez de Raymer has embraced politicians whose, you know, extreme Project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education drastically, cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez de Raymer is a vote for these dangerous programs. Would that make you a great deal, worry a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not at all, because none of what you said is true.
Okay. All right, ma'am.
It sounds
you.
Like
right, ma'am.
Bynum is racist against Hispanic candidates.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Now I'm gonna ask you again, if the election for Congress will be held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Raymer?
No way would I ever vote for Bynum.
So be Lori
Chavez. I would vote for Chavez Dreamer.
Okay. All right, ma'am. The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's degree. Okay. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or
widowed? Married.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. And are you or any member of the household a member of a union or employee association?
Nope.
Okay. All right, ma'am. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
This concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry you've got to do this. Thank you for your work.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.